Hello, welcome to the Garfield and Friends Review Podcast, where we review every individual frame of Garfield and Friends. Today we're on episode 1, frame 39. Just kidding! TV West Saves the World time! Episode 7, it's just me and Brogan because we only have 2 mics! Let's go! Now, recently, you know, here at TV West Saves the World, we have not been appreciating our great editor, Brogan. We've yelled into our microphones. We've encouraged people to send furry fan art to brogan.n489@slcstudents.org. And you know what I think? I think he deserves some more appreciation. So I now declare today, Brogan Appreciation Day. If you see a Brogan Nilsson today, make sure to thank them for their hard work. As a gift, I will give you a single snap pea from my lunch. Happy Brogan Appreciation Day. Now let's move on to advice with that beautiful bird bath, I guess. They can't all be gems, guys. It's advice with Mr. Baca.
Before we begin with that, I would just like to apologize for the whining noise in the background. We will try to fix that in post. Here's Mr. Baca.
All right, so today's question is, how much time on social media is too much time? Now, before we get your hot takes on this, let's just, you know, address a few things right out of the gate. If you're asking the question, the answer is you're probably spending too much time on social media. Not only that, it's probably true that everyone is spending too much time on social media. So let's take it a step further by dialing it down a little bit. Some of you even suggested using such features on your phone as screen time. Trayton?
Okay, Boomer.
Brogan?
I mean, who's really to say? I mean, because there's been studies, there's been findings, and there are a lot of ways to do it. I have one on mine that I actually paid for because I needed some sort of way to control all that time and also just like have it in a pie chart so it's easier to tell what you're doing because I'm too lazy to decipher the numbers. But basically, I think when it all comes down to it, it's as long as you know what you're doing and you use it mostly for important things like your grades and like school and things, you can make it work and you won't really hurt your life outside of the time you might spend playing too much Mario Kart Tour, if you know what I mean.
No one's playing Mario Kart Tour these days. Everybody knows the hippest game is Garfield Snack Time on Apple and Android. Get on it, people! A new update was recently released. Come on, people!
All right. Well, this has been Advice with Baca. This segment has been sponsored this week by Air. Go on the internet and go to Air's website. Enter the promo code TV West Saves the World, and you can get a free month of Air delivered to the atmosphere.
Recently, I have been using the Air service, and it's so wonderful. It really helps with all of my oxygen-related needs, and I would highly recommend. Input the code TV West Saves the World WWWX, and you can get 1 full month of Air. And now it's time for that baby baboon Brogan to give you that school news, as if you actually care. Let's go.
All right. So as many of you who have listened to previous episodes of this podcast know, we have winter sports coming up. Most notably is swimming. If you've ever seen anyone wearing a swimming jersey around the halls, I know I have. Just make sure to give them a pat on the back as long as they are willing to let you do that. I don't really know if that's pursuant to student policy G19, but we'll run with it. My point is, people on our sports teams here at West High don't really get enough appreciation for what they do. And I just want to take a moment and say, we appreciate you. Trayton?
Well, in terms of school news, I gotta say, yes, I do believe we should appreciate our sports stars more.
This week's ASMR segment has been brought to you by the color red.
Oh man, I love the color red, you know?
I know, right?
It's such an immersive online experience. You can play with up to 4 players at a time. I'd highly recommend the color red. It's not as good as the color orange, its predecessor, but I think it's a wonderful time. 9 out of 10, IGN agrees.
All right, ASMR begins now.
What? Oh, we're doing a different ASMR.
Now, this brings us a perfect segue into our next segment. Now rip off colors.
What?
Isn't that right, Trayton? Yes, we are. Wyatt, I'm sorry you're not in here right now, but it's your loss.
We will now
rate the color of
light
blue.
We all hate you, Wyatt.
light blue, sky blue.
No one likes you, Wyatt.
You've all seen it on a nice, cloudless day.
I'm kidding, Wyatt. You're a cool guy. All right, on to the blue.
Or maybe after a rainstorm. Maybe during a rainstorm. When you look out and you see a rainbow of all the infinite colors, but that light blue just blends in with the background of that wonderful, wonderful sky out there. Now, what are your thoughts on the tonage that light blue sets?
It's fine. If you're having a baby boy, you can paint the room it that color, but I don't know. It's just such a... I like it, but it's not the best color, you know? It's calm and relaxing, but nothing special. Personally, best color, I'm going with yellow, baby!
But you don't have to paint your baby boy's room blue, right?
Yeah, obviously. We live in this is the current year, 2019, you know? Yeah.
By the way, if anyone... By the way.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
By the way, 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 by the way.
We get school credit for doing this. I said, continue.
This ends. Impromptu beatboxing. Thank you. This week, presented by The Color of Rust.
Oh man, Color of Rust is such an amazing movie. You know, don't see Joker or Jojo Rabbit or whatever else is in theaters. Everything in theaters is trash except The Color Rust and Arctic Dogs. I mean, when that cold brew hits, I'm sure it's lost $47 million. Who hasn't?
Dang right.
Yeah.
Now, The Color Rust, in my opinion, reminds me of the soft, luscious sands of southern Utah.
This is the high-quality content you come to listen to.
Thank you for listening to Impromptu Beatboxing, presented by The Color Rust, a critically acclaimed movie coming in theaters near you, never. Now we move on to our next segment, Trends and Memes, which I will now turn over to Trayton, even though it was supposed to be me. Go ahead.
I didn't know any memes. I thought we were going...
Trayton, Garfield is always popular. Tell them about Garfield.
Okay,
we
good.
We all want to hear about Garfield.
Okay. Now
we all love Garfield.
Garfield, he's a sweet little baby angel.
With a passion.
Oh, yeah, 1978, an angel was born. His name's Garfield, and it's orange, and it's Lasagna. All right, now it's time for that tacky tuba Trayton to pop right in with Garfield opinions. Now, this is a new segment on the show. Hopefully, it becomes a reoccurring segment.
I'm thinking I will let it stay in because I'm a benevolent ruler.
Thank you. Anyway, so... What we do is everyone gives their own hot takes or opinions on
which
something
is only
about,
us.
Yeah, we'll do it next week about the Garfield.
We can do it this time too.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's gonna be recurring
about. And I don't know that much about Garfield, so this might be hard to listen to.
Okay, as homework, Brogan, I assign you to read the month of November in 1983. Read all the entire Garfield from November 1st to November 31st. 1983. Read all those comics and then get back to me next episode. But anyway.
Trayton is stuck in the year 1983. Every comment on this podcast goes to 1 year in the future. Trayton gets to travel. If we get 250 likes, next episode we'll ask Trayton about how it feels to be in the future.
No back one watches this. Anyway. So here's my Garfield hot take. The worst Garfield strips are the ones where Garfield doesn't play a role, where it's just like the TV strips, you know, where it's just Garfield sitting on the couch and watching TV. It doesn't say anything. The joke is just, oh, wow, wacky TV show. Oh, man, it's the mutant puppies. Oh, man, a horror movie about sporks or whatever, you know, they're just... You're trying too hard to be wacky. It just isn't funny. It doesn't capture the essence of
right.
the Garfield.
Right, and as we all know, sporks are very frightening. This brings us to the end.
Wait, we aren't even done. You haven't even given your... your hot take.
Of episode 7.
No, you didn't give your opinion on Garfield. I'm not letting you pass. Give me an opinion on Garfield, Brogan. You are not getting out of this that quickly.
Of TV West.
Brogan, I swear.
Saves the world.
Brogan, I didn't even get to do my endings. You're not the host this week, Brogan. Okay, that's it. I'm going.
Garfield.
Okay, good, good. Continue.
And many other topics.
Yes.
Will be coming in the next episode.
I guess that's
Bye,
it.
Bye, y'all.
No, we're not even done. I had an idea of how to end this episode, Brogan. Wait. Okay. Okay, everybody just calm down.
As you noticed, I meant to do that. I was hoping to add a little bit of pizzazz to your day. Since you are wasting this monumental amount of time on this podcast every episode we churn out.
What is wrong with you, you freaks?
Exactly.
Yeah.
My main concern is that you're spending too much time. As Mr. Baca lovingly and kindly focused on in his segment.
Yes.
Just a couple dozen seconds ago.
Technology is bad. Along with young people?
Basically. So, in other words, he's basically criticizing our usage of this format at all. And also dissing his own TV West show.
But
enough about Mr. Baca. Going back to school news, I know this is completely out of order. But going back to school news, today is November 6th, 2019. It is a Wednesday. It is a glorious day. It is hump day. And in addition to that, the red and black is out.
What does that mean?
Our school newspaper is an amazing resource that many people, and I'm sure some of you have read today.
All I remember,
or maybe will be reading while you're listening to this podcast.
All I remember is last year they did something about like the Oscars that I've completely forgotten about.
Right.
Yeah.
Hashtag up to date.
Hashtag we are hip and lit with the kids of today. Fortnite, Billy Eyeman. We are so hip and trendy. We are literally, like, so much, man, we are just so hip. I'm going to be snappy chatting all of my Fortnite Battle Royales to my bae.
Right. Now,
let's move
in this week's, this month's, this issue.
This episode is an absolute, but like, hodgepodge. Nothing's in order.
Of West High School's Red and Black newspaper.
Yeah.
There were the following topics. The West High debate team, new school policies, student activism, overheard in the halls, and much more. Now, as you know, we are all a team. All of us who publicize West High, such as those on our sister show, TV West, those who work on the Red and Black, those who work on the West Winds magazine, those who work on the plays that we do through the West High Theater Department. By the way, Wizard of Oz will be out soon, and I hope many of you go to watch it because
I'm going to be Toto. Also, it's a really good show.
A very good show.
Yeah.
And Trayton will now advertise for the Wizard of Oz and explain his take on his part in it.
Miss Stacy's gonna kill me if I don't do this right. All right, on November, I think it's like November 20th, 23rd. Again, I do not know the dates. All I know is it's like the last, I think it's like Thursday. It's a Thursday, a Friday, and Saturday, along with a show for the kindergartners, which you're not invited to. Oh man, I really should have prepared for this. Anyway, I think it's a great show. Rehearsals have been tough, but we really hope to give you a great experience. And I really want you to support our West High Theater Department because, as we all know, the arts programs are very underfunded because we need to give every kid in child development a robotic baby. So, thanks a lot, Ford White. Anyway, go support the show and make sure to send your appreciation to all of the theater kids, because you know what? They work hard for you. I hope to see you there.
Now, going back to the red and black, as I was saying, we all try to stick together, and we all try to advertise each other's services, although I have never seen an article on TV West in the red and black. Maybe that'll change. I haven't opened it yet.
Honestly, TV West is awful. That Trayton Fox is a talentless hack. He does not know how to do anything. TV West is okay, except for his parts. They should not let Trayton Fox be on TV West.
Definitely. I do think he should be ousted from the TV West team.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's why we haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be on the very superior production, TV West saves the world.
I don't know if I want him on. I mean, he does not know how to do anything. I mean, did you see the blue sorbet segment? That was awful.
How about this? We'll see if he does better, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll give him a chance.
As I was saying, us publications here at West High, we like to stick together, which is why I will now be using the red and black October 2019, volume 104, issue 2 of the West High School newspaper.
Wow.
To bring us to our impromptu sports segment. All right. Following description comes courtesy of Jarrell Hutchinson. I hope I said that right. If I didn't, I apologize. Anyway, your West High Panther football team has had some tough games in their last attempts. Coming off their win against Cypress on September 6th, West has lost 3 games in a row, all to direct region rivals. West did have a tough game against Hunter on September 20th, and the Panthers were in a hole, down 26-6 at halftime. Coming out of the break, West was on a mission, scoring 26 points in the fourth quarter to come back. They showed toughness, motivation, and resilience, but they did lose a heartbreaker, 39-38. It was still a close game, though, and we're sorry we weren't there. In their game against Taylorsville on September 27th, the Panthers had a slow start. The Panthers did not score a touchdown until the third quarter and struggled to stop the running game as Taylorsville rushed for 225 total yards in the game. There were some strong moments in the game, especially in the fourth quarter, as there were 2 touchdowns to narrow it down. A late interception cost the Panthers the game, losing a close one, which was 27-20 Taylorsville. West also had a matchup against Kearns High School on October 11th. During the game, they fought hard, playing well in the fourth quarter, scoring 2 touchdowns. In the end, West came up short with a score of 27-21 Kearns. West finished the regular season a 4-5 record as they played against Granger over the break and won 36-13. It was a senior night game and most likely the last time the class of 2020 will play at Gene Plaga Stadium, so it was nice to go out with a bang. Now that the regular season has ended, it's time to shift the focus to the postseason. Trayton, are you planning on going into any of the West High football team games?
No.
And why? Because I think we should all give support to them after their 4-5 record in the regular season.
Yeah, I just rarely find time, probably because of theater rehearsal and stuff, but I don't know, just don't really like going to, like, sports and stuff, you know?
There is no shame in that.
You guys can go. Tell them I sent you, yeah.
West enters the state tournament as the 19th seed in Division 6A, having a matchup against the 14th seed Fremont Silver Wolves. Fremont is 5-4 on the season, only having won one more game than West did. Basically, team looks locked in and poised to get another win. West looks to ride the momentum from the senior night win and come out victorious in the playoffs. Don't forget, certain games will have the Spirit Bus to take you to the games. Just listen to the morning announcements every day in the beginning of second period and come support your West High Panthers football team. Now that we have finished our sports segment, we move on to just discuss the topics mentioned in the red and black today. Because I'm going to tell you, I think the red and black is the one school publication I've actually seen the most people actively reading. You know, you find it all over the place, they deliver it all over the place, and in my genuine opinion, I think it's a waste of paper, but that doesn't mean the content is bad. I think they do a great job reporting, just like we do.
Yeah.
I think that they have it difficult, we have it difficult, they have to write a lot, we have to coordinate our shots and make sure all our pieces are in, and trust me, Mr. Baca gives us very good critiques and for things we can do better, and we try to improve, and hopefully we have. And that's what this podcast is for, just to analyze these kind of discrepancies in our school's issues, right?
I personally don't read it because it doesn't have a comic section. That's the only thing that can get me to read a newspaper. Speaking of which, petition the school to add Garfield to the red and black. We must not... Oh, I didn't even know it had a comic section. I haven't read it in a while. That's actually pretty epic. Never mind.
Hello. We here at TV West Save the World would like to officially apologize for the quality of our episode this week. Episode 7, we had some recording issues, and we accidentally paused the recording and did not finish the episode. So, here is an ending that is not really a good replacement for an ending, but here it is nonetheless. From all of us here at TV West Save the World, enjoy your evening, and thank you for listening to episode 7. We'll see you in the next one.